everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I'm your host. How you doing? It's another day. And I wanted to share something that is close to my heart. And I don't know how many of you can relate, but just, you know, stay with me on this. So a couple of years ago when I still lived in Nigeria, I got a call from someone I know. She lives on my street. And she said to me, "Hey, Stella, there's this lady that lives not too far from me. She's a friend to all. She's about 60-something. And she recently lost her husband. But the funny thing is, she loves you a lot. When you go to her home, she has all your movies and blah, blah, blah. She follows your story. She just loves you. And she felt bad when you lost your husband as well. And she was wondering how you were able to cope because she's depressed right now. She's going through so much. People come to her every day to try to make her feel better and all of that, but it's hard. But I feel like, you know, if you show up and just surprise her, she would be very happy." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, she's not too far from me then. I've never met her. I didn't even know that there was a woman like that who really loved me." And I said, "Okay, I would come." And I just showed up. I called up. I said, "Let's plan, you know, let's decide on what day we're going and all that." So we decided and agreed on the time. And then on that day, I went to her house, and then she took me to this woman's house. When I saw this woman, I saw her from afar. I was in front of the door. The door was open. She was sitting there, and there were so many people around her saying stuff, praying with her, and she was just looking at all of them like she wasn't there, like in a daze and all. And I understood it because I've been there. And then as I walked in, I was smiling, and I'm like, "Hello, beautiful." She looked up, and she was like, "No, no way. It's you. Oh, I love you. I'm your biggest fan." People turned around and they were staring at me like, "Oh my goodness, who's this?" We've been trying to get her to speak, to smile, to cheer up. And then out of the blue, you show up and she's talking and she's smiling. And I went to her and I gave her the tightest hug I've ever given. And she just told me, "Sit beside me, please." She held my hand. And she was looking straight at me. "I've loved you for so many years. I love what you do. I'm so proud of you. I don't know how you did it, Stella. But when you lost your husband, I thought you were going to lose it. I was afraid for you. I was praying for you. There are so many of us praying for you. Now I know how you must have felt. And you were so young. You know, I spent years with my husband, but it's so hard. I don't think I can do it without him." I said, "You can. You will live. You will get through this. You will survive it. You will survive it. You'll be fine." And she said, "Can you just tell me one thing, just one thing that you did that helped you get through those dark times, those painful nights that you can't sleep and you're crying?" I'm like, "There are different things that I had to do. But the one thing that I remember the most was the fact that anytime I feel so low and down and I start to miss him, I go straight to my memory bank and I start to think of the great memories we made together, the positive times. And we made sure that whilst he was alive, our memories were positive. The things that we did together were great and fun. We tried to make sure that we had more positive times than negative. Even when we would fight or would argue, we'd try to make sure that we make up quickly, because my late husband hated any tense or awkward moment around him. He hated that kind of atmosphere. So we did stuff together, played together, went everywhere together. We really created as much as we could. And then when we started having kids, we did the same thing. Private moments that we didn't share with people. Those are things that I remember every day that get me going, you know. Because it's been how many years now, and I still have those days and those nights, but these are things that get me going. And you know what this woman said to me? She looked at me and she said, "Oh God, oh God." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Stella, I lived with this man for a long time. I believed that we had a happy marriage. But as you're speaking, I'm trying to think back of great memories that we created together, and I can't think of too many. We spent our time building a home, building business, taking care of children, going out every day, working, coming back late at night, you know, making sure the kids were good, school fees was paid, everything was done, rent was done. We didn't even create time to do much. We were saying that when we retire and we are tired and older, we will spend every day together and do all the things we missed out on. I didn't know that this man would just leave me like that. I can't hold on to any memories because I don't have any. That broke me, broke my heart. I felt so bad. And I realized that it is something that everyone needs to know and understand. And now I say to all my friends, I say to everyone, I say it's not until you're married or until you have family, even your friends. I try to create as much fun as I can whenever I'm with my friends. Any spare time I have, I want to spend it creating memories, great memories, fun times that I will remember no matter where I am or how I'm feeling, things that will make me smile and keep me going. People are our greatest investments. That's what makes us happy. It's not the money. It's not the fame. Honestly, I've been there. So it's not that. It's the people. It's the memories. It's the positivity. It's the impact. It's the joy and the laughter. It's the coming together and just being there for one another. I hope that you're creating memories out there. It's important that you do. Whatever you do, wherever you are, make time and create beautiful memories. You will need them. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again soon. All right, bye.